Study Article 18. This article will be studied during the week of June 26th through July 2nd. Encourage one another at congregation meetings. Theme text: Let us consider one another, encouraging one another. Hebrews 10:24 and 25. Song 88: Make me know your ways. Preview: We encourage one another when we comment at meetings. Some, however, feel anxious about giving a comment. Others enjoy commenting but wish they could be called on more often. In either situation, how can we show consideration for one another so that we all feel encouraged? And how can we give comments that incite our brothers and sisters to love and fine works? This article will explain. Paragraph 1, question: Why do we comment at meetings? Why do we attend congregation meetings? Primarily, to praise Jehovah. We also attend meetings so that we can encourage one another during these difficult times. When we raise our hand and give a comment, we contribute toward both of these objectives. Paragraph 2, question: What opportunities do we have to comment at our meetings? Each week, we have opportunities to comment at our meetings. For example, on the weekends, we can participate during the Congregation Watchtower study. At our midweek meetings, we may comment during the Spiritual Gems, the Congregation Bible study, and other discussion parts. Paragraph 3, question: What challenges might we face, and how can Hebrews 10:24 and 25 help? We all want to praise Jehovah and encourage our fellow worshipers. But when commenting, we may face challenges. We may feel anxious about commenting, or we may keenly desire to participate but are not called on as often as we would like. How can we deal with these challenges? We find a key to the answer in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Hebrews. When discussing the importance of meeting together, he said that we should focus on encouraging one another. Hebrews 10:24 and 25 reads, "And let us consider one another so as to incite to love and fine works, not forsaking our meeting together, as some have the custom, but encouraging one another, and all the more so as you see the day drawing near." When we realize that others in the audience can be encouraged by even a simple expression of our faith, we will feel better about volunteering to comment. And if we are not called on often, we can be happy that others in the congregation will have the opportunity to comment. Paragraph 4, question: What 3 points will be discussed in this article? In this article, we will first discuss how we can encourage one another in a small congregation where the number of commenters is limited. Then, we will examine how to encourage one another in a large congregation where many raise their hand to comment. Finally, we will discuss ways that we can make the content of our comments genuinely encouraging to others. Encourage one another in a small congregation. Paragraph 5, question: How can we encourage one another if few are in attendance? In a small congregation or group, there are not as many commenters for the conductor to choose from. At times, he may need to wait a while before someone volunteers to comment. The meeting may seem to drag on, which is hardly encouraging. What can you do? Be willing to raise your hand frequently. By doing so, you may motivate others to participate more often. Paragraph 6 and 7, question: How might we reduce any anxiety we have about commenting? What if the very thought of commenting makes you nervous? Many can relate to that feeling. Yet, in order to be of greater encouragement to your brothers and sisters, why not explore ways to reduce your anxiety about commenting? How might you do that? You may find it helpful to review some of the suggestions published in previous issues of The Watchtower. For example, prepare well. The more familiar you are with the material, the more at ease you will feel about volunteering to comment. Also, make your comments brief. A short answer gives you less to worry about. A brief comment, perhaps consisting of just one or two sentences, may even be easier for your brothers and sisters to understand than a lengthy comment that develops many ideas. By making a brief comment in your own words, you will show that you have prepared well and that you have a clear understanding of the material. Paragraph 8, question. How does Jehovah view our best efforts? What if you try some of these suggestions but still feel too anxious to comment more than once or twice? Be assured that Jehovah will appreciate your sincere efforts to do what you can. Giving your best does not mean putting an unbearable strain on yourself. Determine what you can do, set a goal to do it, and pray for a calm heart. Initially, that goal may be to make one brief comment. Encourage one another in a large congregation. Paragraph 9, question. What challenge might arise in large congregations? If your congregation has many publishers, you may have a different challenge. Perhaps so many brothers and sisters volunteer to comment that your hand is frequently overlooked. Danielle, for example, has always enjoyed commenting at meetings. She views it as part of her worship, a way to encourage others, and a means of reinforcing Bible truths in her own mind. But when she moved to a larger congregation, she was called on less frequently, sometimes not even once during an entire meeting. "I was frustrated," she said. "I felt as if I had missed out on a privilege. When it happens again and again, you begin to wonder if it's deliberate." Paragraph 10, question. How might we increase our chances of giving a comment? Can you relate to Danielle's feelings? If so, you might be tempted to give up and just listen to the meeting. But do not stop trying to comment. What can you do? You may find it helpful to prepare several comments for each meeting. Then, if you are not chosen to comment early in the study, you will still have opportunities to comment as the meeting progresses. When preparing for the Watchtower study, think about how each paragraph ties into the theme of the article. If you do, you will likely have something to offer throughout the lesson. Additionally, you might prepare to comment on paragraphs that discuss deeper truths that are more difficult to explain. Why? Because there may be fewer volunteers during that part of the lesson. What if, despite applying these suggestions, you find that after several meetings you still have not had an opportunity to comment? You might approach the conductor before the meeting and tell him which question you would like to answer. Paragraph 11, question. What does Philippians 2:4 encourage us to do? Philippians 2:4 reads, "As you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others." Under inspiration, the Apostle Paul encouraged Christians to look out for the interests of others. How can we apply that counsel during meetings? By remembering that others, like us, want to participate. Paragraph 12, question. What is a good way to encourage others at meetings? Think about it this way. When you are having a conversation with your friends, would you talk so much that they have little opportunity to speak? Of course not. You want them to share in the conversation. Similarly, at meetings, we want to allow as many as possible to comment. In fact, one of the best ways to encourage our brothers and sisters is by giving them a chance to express their faith. Let us consider how we can do that. The picture caption reads, "Just as you allow others to share in a conversation, allow others to comment at meetings." Paragraph 13, question. How can we allow more in the audience to share in commenting? For one thing, we can keep our comments brief, thus allowing time for more to participate. Elders and other experienced publishers can set the example. Even when you give a short comment, avoid talking about too many points. If you cover everything in the paragraph, there will be little left for others to say. In this paragraph, for example, two suggestions are given. Keep comments brief and avoid covering too many points. If you are called on first to comment on this paragraph, why not talk about just one of these points? Paragraph 14, question. What can help us decide how often to raise our hand? Use discretion when deciding how often you will volunteer to comment. If we raise our hand too often, we might make the conductor feel pressured to call on us repeatedly, even though others have not yet had an opportunity. This could discourage others from raising their hand. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraph 14. In a large congregation, a brother who has already commented allows others the opportunity to participate in the meeting. The picture caption reads, "When might we choose not to raise our hand at a meeting?" Paragraph 15, question A, how should we respond if we are not called on to comment? Question B, how can conductors show consideration for everyone? When many publishers raise their hand during a study, we may not get to comment as often as we would like. At times, the conductor may not be able to call on us at all. That can be disappointing, but we should try not to take it personally when we are not called on. The following is supplementary information. If you are conducting, a question and answer part, try to allow as many as possible to share in commenting. How can you accomplish this? Do not talk too much. Limit yourself to a brief introduction, a short conclusion, and a few well-placed remarks during the lesson. There is no need to introduce every paragraph before it is read. After you read the question, pause briefly to give a number of publishers time to raise their hand. Do not call on the same ones repeatedly if others who have not had an opportunity to comment have their hand up. Remember, even mature publishers may become discouraged if they are often overlooked. Avoid saying, "I am looking for a new hand," or asking, "Who has not commented yet?" If conducting a question and answer part near the end of the midweek meeting, try to remember who has already commented during earlier parts in order to give others a chance to participate. Be mindful of timing. If you spend too much time on the opening paragraphs of a lesson, you may have to rush through the latter part of the article and not have time to call on others. Returning to the article, paragraph 16, question, how might we encourage others who comment? If you are unable to comment as often as you would like, why not listen carefully as others participate and then after the meeting commend them for their comment? Your brothers and sisters may find your commendation just as encouraging as the comments you would have given. Giving commendation is yet another way that we can encourage one another. Additional ways to encourage one another. Paragraph 17, question A. How can parents help their children prepare appropriate comments? Question B. According to the video, what are the four steps to preparing a comment? How else can we encourage one another at our meetings? If you are a parent, help your young ones to prepare comments appropriate to their age. At times, serious matters, such as marital problems or moral issues, are considered during a study, but there will probably be a paragraph or two that a child can comment on. Also, help your children understand why they will not likely be called on every time they raise their hand. Explaining this can prevent them from being disappointed when others are chosen instead of them. The footnote reads, "Watch the video on JW.org, Become Jehovah's Friend, Prepare Your Comment." End of footnote. Paragraph 18, question, "How can we avoid drawing attention to ourselves when commenting?" All of us can prepare upbuilding comments that honor Jehovah and encourage our fellow Christians. While we may occasionally offer a brief personal experience, we should refrain from talking too much about ourselves. Proverbs 27:2 reads, "Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, others, and not your own lips." Instead, we endeavor to keep the focus on Jehovah, His Word, and His people as a whole. Of course, if the question for a paragraph invites us to make a personal expression, it is appropriate to do so. An example of this occurs in the next paragraph of this article. Paragraph 19, question A, "What will result when we show consideration for all in attendance?" Question B, "What do you personally appreciate about commenting at meetings?" While there are no strict rules on how to give comments, all of us can endeavor to make our participation encouraging. This may mean commenting a little more often, or it may mean being content with the opportunities we have to comment and being glad that others appreciate the privilege as much as we do. By focusing on the interests of others at congregation meetings, we can all enjoy an interchange of encouragement. Romans 1:11-12 reads, "For I am longing to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift to you for you to be made firm, or rather, that we may have an interchange of encouragement by one another's faith, both yours and mine." How can we show consideration for one another when few volunteer to comment at a meeting? Many are volunteering to comment. We are preparing our comments. Song 93, "Bless Our Meeting Together." End of article.